Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have Tina Tucker singing Rough Side of the Mountain, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message.
Coming up where our homes were the altar of God in dedication, separation, and devotion. That's what God's looking for. Let me hurry up. Because the home was filled with God's presence, the church then became filled with God's presence. And then the communities became filled with God's presence. And then the nation became filled with God's presence. Well, what has happened? Our homes today are in shambles. They're shaking. They're falling. They're failing because we have abandoned the power of God and His Word in our homes. Amen. Where can we find a sure foundation, Pastor? Where can we find it? Matthew 7, Jesus talks about builders, didn't he? He talked about there are two kinds of builders, the wise and the foolish. He talked about there are two kinds of foundation, rock and sand. He talked about there are two kinds of destinies today, that it'll either stand or it will fall. And so we're building spiritual homes today. The master builder then looks down from heaven. And folks, let me tell you what, he starts inspecting the construction. And I'm afraid God is finding today there are a lot of fault lines and problems within the confines of our home. The reason of our foundations today that are being destroyed today is the fact that we have really dismantled today the fact of God's Word in our life, and we're no longer hearing, applying, and living by the power of God's Word. It's just not hearing, but friend, it's to be a doer of the Word also. Why do we call Him Lord, Lord, and we listen not, and we go out and do exactly opposite of what God has said? Church is the place where you hear it. Home is the place where you live it. Did you hear it? The Bible says we're not to be hearers, but we're to be doers of the Word. Listen, if your home is going to be successful today, you've got to begin right. You've got to build right, and you've got to keep it right. Amen. And I'm telling you today, it's time to get your home out of the sand and back on the altars of Almighty God. I believe today there's a storm coming, and I believe that storm has actually already shown up. I believe it's already in our presence today. And friend, this is not a storm that's going to be a natural disaster. It's going to be a supernatural disaster because the home is going to fall flat on its face. If your home is going to be blessed, you've got to get your home back on the rock, or back on the altar of Almighty God. If you're going to build your home on God's altar, you've got to rebuild it today with the process of the faith that you have in God. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. If you will build your home on Jesus Christ, you can build your home, your life today, and build it with a life of victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Amen. You can build it today. The Bible says the victory that overcomes the world is our faith. Seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Second today, if you will build your home on Jesus Christ, you can build your home on peace. The Bible says, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. Thirdly today, if you today will build your home on Jesus Christ, you'll build your home on the strength that only God can provide. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. God's Word is where you build your home. For what does it do? It brings guidance. For it's a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. It also brings deliverance today. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. It brings power today. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. See, you're trying to build your home today by yourself on what you think and what you don't know, really. Because you have never really involved the power of God's Word in your life, in your home, and in your relationship. And you're wondering why you're in such a God-awful mess. You're wondering why your children are falling apart. You wonder why sin has invaded your home. You wonder why seemingly there's nothing but defeat, defeat, and more defeat on top of defeat today. I'm telling you, time has come that you've got to build your life. You've got to build your marriage. You've got to build your relationship. You've got to build your children. And you've got to declare this truth. You've got to build on the solid rock of God's Word. And you've got to declare to the world, the flesh, and the devil, as for me and my home, we will serve the Lord. Amen. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Get your home back on the altar. And you'll find joy, blessings, and you'll find peace, and you'll find hope. Build your home on Jesus. Build your home today on the preciousness of God's Word. Build your home on the altar of God. And if God then be for you, who can be against you? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As I close in these final words, how can you have a strong family today? You have a strong family. You have to do it on purpose. By keeping your family on the altar. Strong families love each other. Your home is not a battleground. And if it has become that, it's time you evict the power of Satan that's brought that into your home. Strong homes today and strong families, they endure together. They walk through it together. Strong families, they forgive each other. I'll never forgive them. Well, you know what? You just change yourself to sin. Strong homes and strong families struggle together. Strong families worship together. Amen. Strong families pray to... When was the last time you and your family sit down and had a prayer meeting in your home? Strong families cry together. Strong families laugh together. Strong families stay on the altar of God. And you know what? I believe it's time that we get our families back on the altar of God. And I believe it's time today that we declare and we start living, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Well, preacher, I've got a perfect home. No, you don't. You don't. There's no perfect homes. But I tell you what, there's nothing wrong with striving for it. And there's nothing wrong with putting God's Word first. You know, when was the last time you came to an altar and just prayed for your family? When was the last time you prayed that God would touch your children? How many of you got wayward kids? I'm not asking you to raise your hand. Yes, I will. I believe in identification. I don't believe in cloaking and hiding. How many of you got wayward children? Come on, be honest. How many of you got wayward children? Okay. How many of you got wayward family members? I'm just not talking about your kids. I'm talking about family members. How many of you got family members that's done you wrong? Come on. Yeah. I didn't ask you to get out the axe in the grinder and start grinding it. I asked you today to bring the axe to the altar and bury it today in the altar with the handle and put it behind you and press forward. Whew. Boy, I feel the power of the Spirit of God moving. I feel God wants to do something in somebody's life here today. I just feel today the power of God. Listen, I'm not going to ask you, don't you raise your hand on this one. How many of you husbands and wives have been fighting like cats and dogs? How many of you have been going through some deep valleys and times and trials in your life? And Satan, I mean, listen, you can raise your hand on this one. How many of you today has Satan tried to destroy your home? The battle lines have been drawn, and your victory is right here. And if you want victory this morning, get up out of that place where you're at and come to the altars of God and lay it all before Him and leave here today with the assurance and the victory and belief and the faith that God has got it all taken care of. But you've got to step up to the plate. You're never going to get a home run if you don't put the bat in your hand. You've got to become, what were those three things? Determination, focus, and sacrifice. How many of you today are willing to step up to the plate for God to work today? Let's stand. God's moving. Let Him move on your life today. How many of you are willing to step up and come down and be a part of what God wants to do? Father, I pray the Spirit of God will move right now. Good Lord. His presence is strong in this room right now. Let Him work in your life. We claim your power today, O Lord. Move on hearts and lives. Pour out your grace. Will you choose Christ today? Will you choose Him? Will you put Him first? Will you call upon Him? Will you trust Him? Will you be sold out today?
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.